From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lovington Chamber of Commerce Board Directors held its political forum Thursday night at the town hall meeting venue. Nearly 50 people attended the forum to hear from candidates running for two Lovington City Commission seats. And those three candidates are District 3 Commissioner and incumbent Bernard Butcher and his opponent Howard D. Roberts. In District 5, candidate Liz White is running unopposed. District 5 incumbent Paul Campos passed away a few weeks ago, but he had declared to run. A lot of what commissioners do is policy making. I asked White how she would handle that.
Here it is. You go do it. Yeah. Just, you know, it needs to be like input. Now make your policy.
Robert says being able to make a key decision on the commission is to listen.
The one thing that I have a real gift, I believe, is I can look at deals. I can see both sides. I've always basically patted myself on the back for being able to see both sides of the situation.
Butcher, a lifelong resident of Lovington, expressed,
"It's all about Lovington. I love Lovington. That's all it's ever been about. I'm looking forward to getting the people's vote, and it's their choice, whatever they decide. I can live with it and will support the next commissioner or whoever comes aboard."
Early voting begins on Tuesday. City elections are set for March 1st. Roswell Animal Services rescued more than 30 dogs and 15 cats on Monday from a one-bedroom apartment in Roswell, where they and four adults lived in very poor conditions. An animal rescue organization from Colorado Springs, Colorado, will be taking most of the animals. According to Roswell Public Information Officer Todd Wildermuth, the four adults in the apartment will not be facing charges. State lawmakers are looking at the possibility of lowering sales tax. The reduction would apply to the gross receipts tax, which is levied on businesses and passed on to the customers. The rate would go down a quarter of a percentage point, bringing it below 5%. Now, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said the move could save New Mexicans $170 million a year, and that the state can't afford it. At the state legislative session on Thursday, lawmakers debated adding a provision that would automatically raise the tax again if state revenues dip too low. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.